On this episode, we're sharing the best ways to spend Valentine's Day at Walt Disney World. This is episode 150 of the Main Street Magic Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter at mainstmagic. And if you have not joined the Capture the Magic community out on Facebook, go out, search for it, and ask to join. And don't forget to listen to the Capture the Magic podcast at ctmpodcast.com. Now, Jared and Jamie release new shows every Monday and Thursday. Once a month, Jamie has Trip Tales. Once a month, we have CTM at the Movies, all on that same feed. And now the Diz Dudes has grown up, gone off to college, I guess, and it has its very own feed. So if you have not subscribed to the new Diz Dudes feed and you're used to listening to it on the Capture the Magic feed, you're going to want to go out wherever you listen, search for the Diz Dudes, and hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any of the new shows. And here at Main Street Magic, we have new shows on Tuesdays and Fridays, so the Capture the Magic Network had you covered all week long. And if you're looking to book your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or Universal Orlando Resort Vacation, reach out to Melissa Pilgrim with Ears of Experience. And you can reach her at mpilgrim at themouseexperts.com. She will help you book your package, get you the best rates. She's going to help you with ADRs, fast passes, answer all those questions, and really help take the stress out of planning a Disney World vacation or any Disney vacation at Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or even Universal. So go back to what I said before. Anyway, so this is going to be an episode because this is coming out on Tuesday, February 12th.
Aww.
As you know, Valentine's Day, the extremely made-up holiday to sell greeting cards and candy and roses, is out in 2 days. And I will preface this by saying I'm all for the people that love to make a big deal of Valentine's Day. That's cool. We tend not to. You know, I am one who I think the same of like November. When people go, well, you know, November, make sure you're thankful all month long. And I kind of think like, we should be thankful all year. And I kind of feel that way about Valentine's Day that, you know, don't dedicate one day to doing something different or fun or romantic or whatever, showing somebody you love them. You should do it every day.
Aw, yes, you should.
But who doesn't love to just do something special? And they made a day for it. I don't believe in greeting cards, so you're not getting one.
I don't want you to spend the money on flowers.
So you're not getting any.
Well,
every once in a while, I'd break out some flowers.
Publix. We just got some from the girls for their daddy daughter dance, and they're a lot of.
I say we. It was you. Thank you.
You're welcome. They're little tiny roses.
Yeah.
And they were $12.
They're still little tiny roses.
Right.
They haven't grown any or bloom.
We're not supposed to, but they're
That's how big they're supposed to be. I thought they're gonna bloom some.
Well, some of them might.
Oh,
because if they're wrapped up tighter. But anyways, they were $12.
Save that for our rose podcast. Kay. Yeah, $12 for all those.
$12 for all three, and it's a beautiful vase full of roses. I picked out different colors and
totally
they're awesome.
Yeah,
and they usually last about a week or two.
Yeah,
so when we get flowers,
we go get them from Publix.
We get them from Publix. Do time.
No, but in all seriousness, I'm not. I'm just saying. For us personally, again, we've talked in the past. We don't do a lot of the very, you know, fancy, romantic, lovey dovey stuff.
I think we don't get jewelry, chocolates. No, we don't get the normal.
No,
stuff.
Not normal stuff. By the way, we're not getting each other anything, are we? Because it's literally Thursday. This is Sunday.
Yeah,
so
I got you some.
Ooh, what'd you get me?
I'm not telling.
Nope. All right. Well, I'll get you something. Actually, I already know what I would like you to get. So when we get there, I'm going to tell you to go get it.
What?
And you might have to buy it with your own money.
Of course,
kidding.
I do.
So anyway.
Actually, I could tell you what I got.
No, don't.
Because it won't be here.
Oh. What, Valentine's Day?
Oh, yeah. It hasn't even shipped yet.
Well, then what's the perfect? You got me the waffle maker. I already knew that you got me the Mickey waffle maker. Don't. you sound like Beaker. Yeah, you sound like Beaker from the Muppets. So we are going to Ohana.
Yes.
Actually. Yes. For Valentine's Day. We're going to have dinner there, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And again, we are different. I don't believe that you need to relegate Valentine's Day only to showing your spouse, you know, or whoever, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your loved one, whatever it is, that you do love them and you have your to plan all husband. These special things. That's why I said spouse. That encompasses both.
Okay.
I don't believe you have to do that. So same way, I don't believe, you know, everybody says in like November comes and they're like, every day, tell what you're thankful for. I'm like, well, do that every day of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let that be something you do year wide. Yep. I hope that I show you I love you every day.
Aw, you do.
Well, good. And if I don't,
I will let you know.
Okay, that's fair. So, same way with like, you know, I don't believe that you should only drink in pubs on St. Patrick's Day.
Well, it's not just about drinking in pubs. It's the green stuff and the saint.
Gary.
Oh, Gary.
Gary, is green beer an actual tradition around St. Patrick's Day? Because I have a feeling that is Americanized. Right?
Yep, I agree.
Same way, you know, I think year round you should just go hide eggs in your backyard and make your kids find them.
I think you should. I think you should tomorrow.
You think you should what?
I think you should go hide eggs tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I already did. I already hit them. I don't think you should, you know, only have that during Easter. Mm-hmm. Right? Nothing says Jesus like Easter eggs. Anyway, we're going to go in. So we do have a couple rules for this. And the rules are...
What's the rules?
We can each pick one from this list. And that is what we think would be perfect for a Valentine's Day, a Valentine's weekend. Now, these are our picks.
Okay.
Ours might be a little different than everybody else's. So we are going to pick one for each of the following. Resort, park, bar/lounge, restaurant, dessert spot, entertainment/show, and an event. You don't know what my picks are. I do know what your picks are, mm-hmm. but you didn't know. I didn't know what your picks were going to be when I made my picks. So we don't know each other's picks.
That's not confusing at all.
Okay, good. Then everybody is ready to go. Is that fair? You don't have to do them all in one day. We're just saying this will be like our collection. So that then if anybody listening cares what we think, which they may or may not, they could kind of pick and choose these based on our recommendations and what we're going to talk about.
Sure.
Sound good? All right.
Sounds good.
First, we're going to go to resort. So, Rhonda.
What?
You got a resort. You can pick whatever resort you want to stay for Valentine's Day, Valentine's weekend. Which one are you going with and why?
Well, we've never stayed there yet, but I would say the Poly.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just, I mean, A, it's on the monorail loop, and B, there's a boat ride you can ride over, the beach, you can watch the fireworks, which is very romantic.
That is, actually.
And it's just really pretty there. We sat at the bar and at Tambu Lounge, and that was very, could be romantic. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're eating Ohana dinner in Friday.
Yep.
I mean, Thursday, excuse me.
Yep.
I just think that whole place, I mean, it's like Hawaii, and Hawaii is very, in my opinion, romantic.
Oh, I agree completely. You know, we actually, again, we have booked Ohana for Thursday night at the Polynesian, of course, as we've been talking about. So, and I had looked forever, you know, we have not eaten Ohana. It's one of those that I think has just gotten away from us, and we've looked before, but it's always been late reservations.
Mm-hmm.
We don't always have our trips booked out 180 days in advance.
Mm-hmm.
We often do. So we don't tend to be there at the 180 day mark going, I got to get this place.
Right.
So we booked, I want to say this coming weekend, maybe 3 or 4 months ago. So well behind the 180.
Yeah, but still, I felt like a long.
Oh, I thought I'll go in. I'll go to Ohana. I'm like, wait. Valentine's Day. That sounds pretty good. We're driving down Valentine's Day. Let's see what's up. So I looked and all I could find was 9:40. So I booked it, right? We kept looking to modify. Mm. Modify.
Mm-hmm.
And that feature, by the way, is has changed in the past week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that Jared and Jamie will talk about it on this Thursday's news show on yes. Capture the Magic.
Yes, so go listen.
Go out and subscribe and listen. And then, so anyway, so I kept looking at Modify, could not get anything. So I went ahead through Touring Plans, which we subscribe to, and used their reservation finder.
Mm.
And I put in a time around 6 or 7 p.m., finally got a notice,
ooh,
popped up, clicked the link after I went like this. Oh, oh, because I was like, oh my God, can I get it? Do you ever get that? Do you get a notice for something that
no.
you're so like, okay, it's just me. I get it and I freak, like anytime I get one of the pass holder emails about like trying to register for an event, I have a quick anxiety attack. My heart stops beating for 3 seconds.
Oh God, that's
I come
not good.
Back to life.
Oh, okay.
There is a white light, and I did see my grandfather. I was like, "What's up, brother?" Gave him a fist pound. So come back, and heart starts beating again, and I booked 6:15.
Yeah. Now, did you modify?
No, you do not use modify with touring
nice.
Plans. You actually
had to
book
it.
A new one, so then I canceled the 940. And again, we're about to find out a lot more about the Modify feature, and Jared and Jamie will talk about that on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
And again, so we got it. It was perfect because my thought is if we have a perfect spot, if we happen to get a great viewing spot of the fireworks,
mm-hmm.
I will milk out the dinner as long as we can until the fireworks start. If we do not, I'm perfectly fine finishing up and going down to the beach and watching the fireworks from the beach.
Yeah.
So
sounds good.
This will be a Valentine's evening with me and all three of my ladies,
uh-huh.
not just you. So I'm very excited about that. But
yep.
no, I think Poly's great for that. I do think it has a romantic setting. I think there's lots of things you can do there. You can, you know, like you said, the beach is just so great in general in the evening for fireworks. So
mm-hmm.
I went a different direction.
Sure, say, where'd you go?
I went with Boardwalk Inn.
Okay. Why?
It's a couple. One, I think it is just so, I think it is very classic. I think it's very romantic. I think it,
okay.
I mean, we were very lucky when we stayed there that we had a balcony that overlooked that lawn in the boardwalk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to me, sitting there in the morning, you know, having a cup of coffee or sitting there in the evening and having a glass of wine or walking right down to the boardwalk and, you know, grabbing something to eat or a drink or dessert. I mean, I just think it's very classic and it's very classy.
Uh-huh.
The only thing about it that is not Scream Valentine's Day is scary clown head that you shoot out of his mouth
mm-hmm.
at the slide.
Yeah.
But maybe we stay away from the pool. It's February. You and I aren't getting in a pool in February anyway.
No, we're not.
So that's kind of when I went with Boardwalk.
Nice.
I still think of, you know, Valentine's Day, you've got a Festival of the Arts going on.
Mm-hmm.
So you have, you know, yep. an opportunity that, you know, you could be staying at Boardwalk. You can walk right down,
that
go into
nice.
Epcot, you
yep.
know, check out the booths and all. So that's why I decided to go with Boardwalk. All right. Park. Valentine's Day. What do you think is like the best park as a couple, as, you know, to take your Valentine?
Well, I started to say Animal Kingdom, but then I got to really thinking and I'm like, well, if any park does things for this actual day, it would be Magic Kingdom.
Yep.
So I went with Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. I went with the same thing.
Okay.
And one, like you said, I've not seen yet announced what the Valentine's Day treats will be. There will be stuff at some different parks. Magic Kingdom, I'm sure we'll get some great ones. The reason I picked it, not only do you get Happily Ever After at night. So
mm-hmm.
if you were to spend the whole day or evening there, it's perfect
right.
for that.
Right.
I picked it because Haunted Mansion, two of you in a Doom buggy. Big Thunder, two of you next to on a roller coaster.
Nice.
Splash Mountain, the two of you next to each other.
Getting wet on a February. Okay.
Yep. How
go
romantic
ahead.
Is that?
Mm-hmm.
But I was kind of thinking of like the two people, like people mover. If it's two of you, they're not going to put other people in your people mover little cart.
Well, you can make out whenever it goes through the really dark place.
Rhonda. How? Wow. No, that is true. Because it is pitch black.
I mean,
nobody sees what's happening. Don't do that. I'm sure there are infrared cameras in there. There's got to be.
Okay.
So watch yourself. Okay. No, but I think like Little Mermaid, like I think there's all these two person rides.
Yeah.
You know,
there is.
Jungle Cruise might not be romantic.
Mm-mm.
Pirates, maybe not romantic. I
Mm-mm.
mean, it does include pillaging and torturing and drunk cats. So maybe that's not the way you go.
And the redhead.
Well, the redhead, that's romantic. Got my own little redhead.
I'm like, why
here,
is that romantic?
No, but I just think, yeah, I think the same thing. And it's just, everything's classic.
Yeah.
I mean, in a weird way, it's small a world? Small world can be romantic. Because you both are on a boat going, oh, I kind of want to kill myself right now. So okay, at least you're both thinking the same thing.
Okay.
Right? But yeah, so I like Magic Kingdom. All right, let's move on before I get in trouble. I've already said too much. Let's move on to Bar and Lounge. And, you know, some of these as we go through will show why we were meant to be.
Aw.
Because we picked the same bar/lounge. And
yes.
What did we pick, my love? And why did you pick it?
Nomad Lounge.
Yeah.
Which I think people listening could have probably already guessed before probably. I yeah. said it.
Yeah.
But why? Because it is. It's just, I mean, like, if you don't get on a couch, which I would almost feel a little bad taking up a whole couch.
I was going to ask.
Yes.
Now, I would say this would be a good Valentine's Day romantic lunchtime spot because it tends to not be busy. Because I do think you are right. I would feel bad in the evening if it's busy. Two of us just like spreading out on a couch. That sounds bad. Two of us just like taking up a whole couch.
Right.
But I agree. That is like the perfect spot for us both just to sit back, relax.
It was just you and I recently and we were on a couch.
That's right. That's right. But there was nobody. Well,
there was.
It was a situation.
It didn't end up being where people were getting there more and more yeah. busy. And so and then when there's right across from us just two people seats yeah. and then actually somebody they sat three people, so they pulled a chair
yeah.
And sat three people around the little round table that there was
yep.
So in a situation like that I do feel like we should be at the two yeah. people,
but I still even
but
think,
it's still very
still
romantic
those
there.
Are. And another thing, another reason I'll pick this spot is because everything pretty much is shareable.
Yeah.
All of your food is yep. shareable.
Yep,
it's meant that way. It's meant for you right. to say, "What would you like, darling?" Ugh, that sounds.
Why weird. Do you? You would never call no, me darling. Darling, yeah.
I'd be like, dude, what do you want?
You wouldn't say, dude, no. You know, you just put bra, and then I'd get mad.
No, dude.
'Cause you and the kids.
Yeah, well, they've rubbed off on me calling people bruh. So anyway, no, but I like it. You can go. You know what? Let's get two or three different dishes. Yep. We share them. We yeah. I think it's the perfect spot.
Absolutely, that's why I picked it.
No, that's why I picked it.
I picked it.
I was the one who picked it first. So all right. Let's move on to restaurant. All right. Mm-hmm. So let's talk. Okay. So I said restaurant, which meant anywhere.
Right.
On property.
Right.
That's not completely fair. We picked
Why?
One. Well, we picked one each.
Why is that
but,
not fair?
But because let's go beyond this if we want. Because there's so many. So let's pick the one that we each said first.
Okay.
And if there's other ones you want to talk about that I think, you know, you think would be great, let's talk about them. So what did you pick?
Well, okay. I'll tell you what I picked, but. You're telling me to pick one. There's a ton, obviously.
That's
of
what
great
I'm saying.
Ones.
So what's your number okay. one?
California Grill, even though I haven't eaten there yet.
June.
Ooh.
Father's Day.
Yay. And the reason I say that is because when I think of it, I think of at night getting a dinner reservation mm-hmm. and being right there where the fireworks go off.
Yeah.
And Valentine's Day like that would be very romantic.
Totally. No, I think that's a great pick. We haven't eaten there yet. We've had a reservation before that we ended up canceling. We do have a reservation for Father's Day for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody says
what
it's the greatest
time is
place
it?
Ever. I can't even remember. I'd have to look. I mean, we'll catch the fireworks soon after.
But if you have your receipt, even if it's like...
Oh, yeah, you can still go out there. Right. So, no, I think anytime I think of California Grill, I think of John and Michelle.
Yes.
Who John literally proposed to Michelle
yep.
at the fireworks outside of there, so it doesn't get much more romantic than that.
Right.
But
it was not happily ever after. It was
No, it was wishes back then.
Yep.
So I think of them. I it's one of those that it's eluded us for so long, and I don't know why. It's just gotten away from us that we've never eaten there.
Oh.
There's zero reason... What? We should have never eaten there. We just never have.
Right.
So, I do find that very interesting, and it is on my list, but I know we're eating there in June,
mm-hmm.
so I think I shied away. I'm actually going to go with one of my favorite new sit-downs in the world, the Boathouse.
Okay. Why?
I think the boat, whether you're inside, I think outside during, while the sun is setting on the water, not on a floating dock. You've got seafood, you got oysters.
Why'd you say it like that?
Because they're an aphrodisiac. Mm. It's well known.
Okay.
So a little romance in the air, a little, booger of the sea on a plate. Just saying, it's nothing is more romantic
than a booger.
Than a slimy booger of the sea. Let's be honest. But they are. They're, you know, that's well known. It's been studied. It's been documented. It is a scientific fact.
Okay.
And 60% of the time it works every time. So I love the boat. I think when I think of like a romantic dinner, mm-hmm. I do think of outdoors. I think of a sun setting. I think of the water and I think of seafood for some reason.
Okay.
I just do. And so I think it's a perfect spot. Yeah, California Grill is great. You know, I think anywhere at the deluxe resorts could be a Narcoossee's, a Citrico's.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we haven't eaten there either.
If you could do it, Victoria and Albert's.
Oh,
I mean, you want to talk
Michelle
about,
and John did that too. And that
you
yeah.
want to talk Ooh-wee. About an evening,
yeah.
Of fine dining and doing things, you know. Now for us, I really want to do Victoria and Albert sometimes. I don't know how uncomfortable we'll feel and out of place, but
I mean, John had a suit on.
Yeah.
And Michelle.
Hey, I own a suit, dude.
That's true. And
I
she
mean, if
had.
Enough, if it's good enough for NPH, yeah. it's good enough for V&A. That's all I'm saying.
And that would be true. But I'd have to get a nice dress because it was, I mean, I think Michelle had a beautiful, like,
okay, here's a
black
question.
Tie almost.
All right, here's
dress.
A question. Normally, we go to the boathouse or even when we go to California Grill in June, chances are we'll dress up in our way. So maybe you're wearing like a, I don't know, a sundress. That's still a thing, right? Okay. yes. Maybe you're wearing a sundress and I'm wearing, you know, khaki shorts and one of my like Disney Star Wars button-up shirts.
Or maybe one
what
of the
attire,
Nike Polo
or one of the
Disney
Nike Polo
ones.
Disney ones.
That sounds better.
Okay. What are you wearing,
hint,
though?
Hint.
Are you changing what you're wearing on Valentine's Day specifically to go to California Grill, the boathouse? Are you getting dressed up more because of it's that? Again, Neil Patrick Harris isn't there, so we don't have to go that
Well,
far,
I'm a weirdo. Where?
Yeah, that's true.
Like... When we did go in New York and Valentine's.
Oh, you weren't just talking in general? You meant?
No, I mean, I'm saying on Valentine's, I wore a... Oh, stop it. I wore a red pants and then a black shirt because red and up around my face and my red hair does not go. Mm-mm. But I can wear red pants and a black shirt. And that just was very Valentine-y to me. So I'm that type of person. Like, if I'm there, like, I wouldn't wear it. Red dress, so I'd probably possibly pick a black dress.
But you would,
with
but you
my
would,
red
you
hair.
Would dress up more,
yeah,
on Valentine's Day yeah. to go to one of these places than you would on a regular day. Is
yeah.
what I'm asking.
Yeah, okay. yeah, yeah. And when we go to California Grill, though, I mean, I'll probably, like you said, wear a sundress.
Yeah, I mean,
which
it'll be Father's Day.
And... I mean, I don't know how much nicer it'll be.
Yeah,
I mean,
is it weird that as I start to look forward to some of these, I question. Our reservation for four people compared to two.
Well,
I think the kids would actually love California Grill because of the fact we can go out and watch the fireworks.
We'll see.
I'm interested
I mean,
to see
we can
Ohana.
Leave them.
I'm interested to see Ohana Thursday night.
Oh, Lord. We can't leave them because.
Yeah. Okay.
I
so
don't think we're
Thursday
going.
Night, we're going to Ohana.
Mm-hmm.
What
it's
are we
Valentine's
wearing?
Day.
What are we wearing? It's Valentine's Day.
I have
Does that make
have,
a difference?
I have my red pants. I don't know. I might wear my red pants and then I have my. Oh, no, I threw that away. I don't. I had a black Mickey sequined. Hmm.
Yeah.
Not sure now.
Or do we go our Polly Spirit of Aloha?
Attire?
Yeah.
No.
No. Okay.
No,
all right.
I'm not wearing
just,
that.
Will you lay mine out on the bed then? Because I don't know what I'm wearing. Still got my white linen pants. Broke those out Friday night at the daddy-daughter dance.
Yeah, but that was Hawaii.
We're going to be at the Polynesian.
Right.
On Valentine's Day. So how do you marry the two? How do you marry together the Polynesian, a Hawaiian feel, and Valentine's Day?
I don't know. A black Hawaiian dress with flowers.
We don't own any of those things. We're not buying anything before then. So that's
Well,
my
maybe I
interest.
Will look at Amazon real quick.
See, I still feel like I can go my white linen pants and my Darth Vader button up. Boom.
Darth Vader. That's a black one.
That's okay. A black one.
Yeah, yeah, you could do that.
I might do that.
That would look nice.
And my slippers. Don't look at me like that. All right, let's go.
Are you really wearing them?
If I'm waiting to see if I can get a shoe on before Thursday. All right.
Okay.
Dessert spot. I actually now hate my pick, and I love your pick because your pick is so us, and I think it's the best. So where are you going for a dessert spot?
I'm going to go to Disney Springs at the Candy Cauldron.
I think that's awesome. I think that's so cool.
We're fun. We're not, I mean, we are romantic, but
just proclaim this as fun.
We are fun.
We're fun.
Well, you claimed the fun person, but Jared, I think, was referring to me as the fun one. So,
pretty sure it was me he was talking about.
No. Okay. The way y'all banter back and forth.
I agree to disagree. That's because we refuse, because we're guys. We refuse to, I can't think of words right now.
Out loud, let them know you love them.
Yeah, we refuse to, like, compliment each other in any actual way.
Because
our entire life is making fun of each other.
Because deep down, you really, truly.
That's the way we show friendship. That's the way guys work. So, all right.
Guy love.
Okay, so Candy Cauldron. And because what? You're getting a... some sort of apple smothered
probably caramel
in God
apple.
Knows what.
Absolutely. It's so good.
What, which one? You think you're going to have a Valentine's one maybe?
Oh, I bet
we
they would
check
be.
Out. No, we won't be able to check out Disney Springs on Valentine's Day, right. But okay. I like that. I went with, the patisserie over in, Epcot.
There's a lot. Yeah.
In France.
Yeah. There's a
because
lot of good
Because I think
ones.
That is, I do think that that is a place that can, you're in France. So it has a romantic feel. I can see being there in the evening, walking up for the fountains. It's weird. Getting I pick stuff that isn't like me.
Photo pass picture.
Yeah, you get a photo pass.
Why is that not like you?
Because
we've gone
I like
there
to break
before.
That. I know. I like to break that. I can see us, you know, getting a dessert or two and splitting it and just enjoying it. I mean, I think it's, again, I think it like, you know, France, Italy, these different places have these romantic feels. But I think we can do them in a place like Epcot where I don't, it's not out of my element. Whereas a lot of places are out of my element.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Sure.
I like it. Okay, I'm okay with my pick. Yours was better. All right, you win that round.
Of course it was.
All right, entertainment / show.
I knew what yours was.
Yeah, now these, okay, the entertainment
anybody
slash show.
Anybody want to guess?
The entertainment / show, this can be paid.
Do I hear anybody?
They can't hear you, Ron.
That's like no, when I can't hear
can't,
them.
I mean, you can't hear them. It's like when I yell at the TV during a Duke game.
Right.
So why are you trying to listen in?
To other people listening? Because they're saying things right now. I can hear them. Yep. Yep. You're right. Yes.
Okay.
Jen, so you're
your
right.
Pick, all right.
Gary's so, right.
entertainment / show. This is going to be a fine line between the next one. Entertainment to me is entertainment. Blah, people are on stage, whatever. Show.
What are they doing?
Would be what? Okay. So what is your pick? I'm not going to explain it anymore. Just what is your pick? And I love your pick because I think it is so in line with mine. But yours is more expensive, which is fine. And yours includes dinner and all you can drink, which is pretty genius.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Hope to do a review.
I love that.
And again,
that's
because
like
it's
what
fun.
We would literally
we,
do on
we would. We totally
I think
would.
That's pretty cool.
That is.
You want to switch Ohana?
No.
Okay.
Because we've never done that. We've done Hoopty Doo.
Yeah, I know.
And I mean, honestly, I would almost say yes, because the girls flipping loved it, and we'd know at least they'd love it and
yeah, totally
be happy with it. I just want to eat at Ohana, so
yeah,
tough love, kids. You got to go with us.
You have to go with us.
Uh-huh.
Getting true. I like it where, you know, I think if I go back to some of our episodes that we've talked about, like a date night, I'm pretty sure that I said if we could plan our ultimate wedding, I would go to Hoopty Doo Review, didn't I?
I
would have like a reception on Clementine
so
Beach.
Weird. Yeah.
But I would, because that's the type of people we are. To me, there would not be, there could be, but a date night with you for me would be something like Hoopty Doo Review.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, it'd be grabbing a drink at Crockett's Tavern beforehand, going to Hoopty Doo Review and just laughing and being stupid.
Mm-hmm. And hoping
and then,
Ben was there.
Yeah, and then going down to Clementine Beach and watching the fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that, I love that, but that's us.
Uh-huh.
I went with much, much more romantic.
Oh, okay.
Much classier establishment. And I went with Jelly Rolls.
Mm-hmm. Everybody already guessed better, that, by the way.
Better entertainment than Jelly Rolls. Mm. It's not a karaoke bar. I don't care what Jared says.
Oh, Jared says it's karaoke.
He says it's a karaoke bar. It is not a karaoke bar.
Well, it's not karaoke due to the fact that you're not getting up on stage, but it is because everybody sings along.
Whose side are you on? That's all I'm asking.
The correct side. And
the definition of karaoke would be people come up and they sing to a pre-played track while they read words on a screen and nobody else really is singing. This is dueling pianos with people that are at the top of their game and as talented as can be, taking recommendations.
Uh-huh. But listen.
And then people happen to sing along in the audience.
Well, everybody does. And then not only that, but there has been karaoke when people sing along. Don't you remember doing karaoke for me?
I don't remember that at all. Uh-huh. I don't know what you're talking about. Yep. I'm just saying, it's not a karaoke bar. I like Jelly Rolls.
I'm not saying it's karaoke.
In reality.
But everybody sings along. Reality, it's very...
Yeah. In reality, because you and I are very, very different sometimes than other couples who may be a bit more romantic, I think Spirit of Aloha could be a good one.
Actually, yeah, and to be truthfully honest, that's what the two I was going between was Spirit of Aloha and Hoopty Doo. Hoopty Doo is just more fun. The only reason I'd pick Spirit of Aloha is because you got the half naked fire guy like doing stuff, and then you've got the half naked women. I was getting there.
So we both get doing something stuff we enjoy.
So yeah, and I mean it is, and all the men like have. They're the only ones allowed to show tattoos, but they're really cool because they're all real, true Hawaiian ones. But yeah, I mean, I was actually torn between the two. I just, Hoopty Doo is just funner.
Yeah.
To me.
More fun.
Uh-huh.
I think funner. That's a proper grammatical. I'm not
I've
sure.
I've always said funner.
I do think places like the Edison could be good for entertainment.
Mm-hmm. But we saw none when we were there, so no, I would but not
I guarantee
know.
They're doing. I haven't seen it announced, but I guarantee they're doing something for Valentine's Day. Mm. They do a lot of the big holidays. I could see that being good. Mm-hmm. You know, I could see. I could see. That's about it. I'm trying to think of like actual entertainment / shows. Raglan Road's going to have live music. I don't know that it's going to be that romantic, but again, it all
fun.
Depends on your definition of romance. Yep. And our definition of romance is fried chicken, all you can drink, and goofy people on stage in a, you know, whatever, 1970s
howdy,
style hoop-de-doo review. So, all right, let's move on. Now, the next one, and this is why I was like stuttering before, is because I feel like these are closely related, but event party, which to me is a paid thing. Now, this could be a tour. This could be early morning magic. This could be an after hours. This could be a dessert party. This could be whatever. What did you go with? Because we're kind of the same, but I kind of probably did slightly more research than you.
Well, duh.
So mine is technically better. What did you go with?
Well, I went with when you were saying them out loud. I didn't know.
But Ron is doing laundry in the house, running back and forth.
Yes, doing all the
stuff.
Love
her to death because I'm still...
Your back hurt, your feet hurt.
Somewhat, you don't have to say it's snooty-like. It's actually a thing that's going on.
I know.
Been miserable for 2 weeks.
Well, but
I'm... You have been picking up more slack than I've ever seen, and I thank you. I appreciate you. For all of that, I will take you to Ohana.
Good.
Thursday night. On some of the money that you have made while doing hair. That's my gift to you, is to take you to dinner with your own money at Ohana. saying, I 100% through thing. I said, what's your favorite thing? What is your thing? And you
and
were awesome. So what did you pick?
When he said this, well, first of all, before he said entertainment and show, I tried to pick a party and he was like, no.
I said,
he took his hammer and threw it down and said, no, you cannot.
Threw Monier at you.
So anyways, when we got to this, I was like, yay, I can pick what I was going to pick. Romantic. That was back at the desserts. romantic desserts. So not the show. He said desserts. Romantic desserts. What do I think of? Dessert party and happily ever after.
Yeah.
And the reason why I picked that one for sure, because actually the one on Epcot looked really cool. The Frozen one.
Yeah, I teetered.
Well,
your word, teeter. I teetered.
The reason I pick this one though, because I haven't seen, I am five, everybody knows, I'm short, I'm 5'1". I haven't seen Happily Ever After nicely or done well. I haven't. I mean, I am sorry. I'm not trying to.
Makes me sad.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to.
I'll put you on my hip next time instead of Lacey.
But it sucks because I haven't, and I would love to do a firework dessert party. I thought when we were sitting close to the Purple Wall, the Tomorrowland Terrace, if you get out like on the water on that, mm-hmm. I don't know how they do that. If you're like, you run and get it or whatever, but I think
it is seated.
Yes. And that's where, if you got seated there, I think that looked pretty awesome.
Okay.
But I don't know. I've never.
No, I agree.
But you did your research.
I did a little bit. And the only reason I changed, I went with the fireworks dessert party with Plaza Garden viewing, which is standing. But you are in the Plaza Garden area, which is going to face more directly to the castle. As opposed to being off to that right side,
right,
where you do get seating at Tomorrowland Terrace.
But standing, so...
You are standing, so then I'm worried about where you're going to be, but then I can put you on my hip, like a little baby, and I can hold you there, and then your head's right where mine is. And then halfway through, I fall over.
Because now I weigh so much?
No, because now I have back issues and foot issues, and I'm an old crotchety man. So,
well, and I am not as light as what the girls.
What if we could invent
some
sort of like pocket stool?
You go right ahead.
That could
you
easily
and Jared
pack,
get on that.
That could easily pack, Jared, if you're listening, easily pack in a bag. You could be adjustable. So literally it could take someone who's 5'1 up to 6'2. So it'd be a foot. God, that'd be a lot. I'm trying to think if there could be like a pocket stool that you could pull out and stand on.
Because then you're not holding like your phone or your iPad like this. I mean, because I could totally do that. I could totally go on and held it up there and.
Yeah, if you do that, I'm going to tackle you.
Right. Because and that's where I want to punch
people. We just covered
that
on, well, we're covering that technically tomorrow on the Diz Dudes on how to be a great guest by not being a bad one.
Correct.
And a lot has to do with fireworks and people, but
and we already talked about me.
That's
like,
interesting.
Almost
though.
Running and like nudging that person.
Yeah. But I'm thinking of like a pocket stool thing that
you
could easily take.
You get on that.
Or what if it was?
Is that it? Are we
what
done?
If it was inflatable? We are done. What if it was inflatable? Oh. And you could quick inflate it. It'd probably be bouncy.
That would be bad.
And you'd just fall over.
Yeah, that would be bad.
What if we bring one of those strollers that has the step thing on it and you just stand on the step one? That might work.
Well, let's see. Jared and Jamie's little girl will be using
that. Three in July.
And then their baby will be. So then I'll just be like, move over.
You just push a baby out of the way?
Not the baby, the little girl.
Oh my gosh. You're pushing 3-year olds
out
of the way.
No, I'd actually hold her.
Stand on the... Wow.
I wouldn't push her. I love her. She's so fun.
All right. So
I would hold her, but I'd stand on the thing.
Anything else? Would you consider a in-room decoration, in-room paid? Would you do it yourself? Is there anything else you would do? You know, and again, we're going
Me?
With the kid. Yeah, we're going with the kid. We're going to go on with the kids for Valentine's Day. Is there anything else you think of or that you would do that you just find like?
I mean, they have those awesome things where you can like
in-room celebrations.
Yeah, Michelle and John did it, right? Rose petals. Yep.
Yeah.
Get
rose petals beds. Bad idea.
Yeah, white beds.
White
bad
beds,
idea.
Bad idea.
I say no because I mean, just like the flowers, just like the chocolates, just like the expensive card. Please don't waste your money on that and like use it for a dessert party or use it for we'll use it for something else. So in room, I mean, it is neat if you walk in, you're like, and honestly, I think, I hate to say it like this, but sure, if we had plenty of money, absolutely. Yeah.
There are a lot of the great outside services, though, that you can use that are much more affordable. Melissa Pilgrim, Years of Experience, M-P-I-L-G-R-I-M, at themouseexperts.com. Contact her for all of your vacation needs.
Well, she actually sent
something. But you remember she sent us something.
She did.
She was so sweet. Sent us something for our anniversary last year at Caribbean Beach.
When we did the run.
It was an amazing package when we walked in and it was sitting on the table.
It was cool.
That was so awesome. That was really cool. We were so excited. First of all, whoever ties the knots at that company, I do want to have a talk with them.
We had to use a knife, I think.
Because I could. No, we never got it untied. It was the tightest knot. I tried to pull everything out, so they did a very good job of not tying people. But it was so cool. So you could totally do something like that, a little surprise. I mean, anything that is cool, you know, I know I'm like, are we kind of knock like romance and Valentine's Day? I do think it's so important.
We don't
I don't want, and this is where we get into our life podcast.
This is not a life podcast.
Where I just don't think it needs to be the only time of year
that you love do that. Because maybe some men do. I don't know.
But maybe. I don't know.
I love that you do
I
it.
I share my romance all year, right?
You do.
In weird ways.
You do. In very weird ways.
Like, can't think of any. Making you tacos tonight. That's pretty romantic.
Yeah.
Everything from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
What else do I do that's romantic?
You cook all the time. I tell people.
Thank you. That is very right. I cook all the time.
I tell people things about you and they're like, oh my God. I mean, so I'm very blessed and thankful for you as well.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm going to go throw up now.
Why?
Because I just died.
You don't like compliments?
I like to watch lovey-dovey on TV because it's so ridiculous. Like I enjoy.
You don't think we're ridiculous? People think we're so cute.
In a different way.
People say when I say your name, like at work, like they're like they think of Phineas and Ferb. Andrea.
What?
Said every time she thinks I'm Candace and Jeremy.
Oh yeah, because he was Candace and Jeremy.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't know. It's I like to watch romance on TV because I'm so glad I don't have to go through that crap.
Oh my God.
That
sounds horrible.
Well, because, hey, look, we went through it. We went through a whole, we fell in love and we dated and we went through all this stuff. I'm so glad I never, it is horrifying and stressful. I'm so glad I don't ever have to go through that again. Like, I hope not. Please stay with me because I never want to go through it again because it is, I like to watch other people go through it because I'm like, oh, that's so cute. They're going to fall in love and that's great. But they don't know what's about to really happen. Like,
you don't fall in love with me every day.
I do every day and that's why I don't have to worry about it. But to actually think of if God forbid something happened to you or you decided, hey, I'm done with this dude. Thought of dating horrifies me to no end.
Well, we already got in trouble for this, saying this about splitting. So we're not, guys. I love him.
Oh, good. Because.
And I'm staying.
No, but I know what I'm saying in general. I'm
sickness
even...
and health until death do us part. So unless I die or you die.
Okay.
I said those vows. So
we did. We did.
I will stick to him.
Well, that is very good. You swore an oath. No, but what I'm saying is that
God
I can't even. I can't even think for a moment of dating again. It sounds horrible to me.
Well, I would hope not.
But at the same time, I never felt that I had. So this feels like a Diz Dudes episode where we're going so far off. Except Jared and I would be talking about Kenny G and the Fray and God knows what. We're talking about romance and
we can talk about Creed.
Creed. Well, again, if it weren't for them, none of this would be happening. We would not be here.
Right.
Most romantic band of all time because they brought us together and made two children. So we never we never had to go through from the beginning. I felt like being people that we weren't to impress each other. I thought I did it first and then quickly realized that, oh, actually she doesn't care about this stuff the way I don't. Now, again, if I cared about romance and lovey dovey, and it might not have worked if you didn't, or if you cared about it, obviously, and I didn't, it wouldn't have worked. If it happened, we were both in the same thing.
Right.
So the most romantic time we've ever had was in New York City. At that Asian place.
That was cool.
When you had the waitress drop a ring for me, which I still wear on this hand, on my right hand ring finger, in my wine glass. And I was so confused. I almost died because I had no idea what was going on. And I think it was, that was the moment that we were dying. Both like, okay, we're the same person. Yes. This is not really us.
Yeah.
So I do think that was cool. But we can probably wrap it up because now we're just telling our life story, which we'll save for Life Story Podcast.
All right.
Coming soon.
Not really.
Audio device near you.
No.
The Rhonda and Jeremy, How They Met Because of Creed podcast.
No, not really, but
we could totally thanks for have listening, a podcast guys. Based on that of our story.
It's pretty It'd be cool. weird.
It wouldn't be
many episodes.
Oh, I could break it down. Okay. Yeah. I would separate.
Would
every
you
Creed
separate
concert
over and then and why?
That'd be
I would not be.
That'd be 21 episodes because they all led to you.
Okay.
From the moment, I didn't know, from the first moment I heard My Own Prison in 1997, I can tell you where
Christina
I was.
Christina is like...
I know. I can tell you where I was. Engine. We were actually, I just graduated from high school, and Rob's grandfather owned a lake and little farm area, and we were having a sleepover with all of our friends. We set up tents and everything by this little pond slash lake,
mm-hmm.
and I was driving down... I think I still was driving a, it was like an 89 Sunbird. And I pulled in and I heard a song on the radio, My Own Prison. And I was like, this song is freaking awesome. And this was in the days where you couldn't just pull out a phone and go, Shazam! Who is this? And I'm going to immediately buy it and it'll be implanted in my skull within 3 seconds. Like I had to like remember who it was and I jotted it down. And we had the evening and then my girlfriend at the time went off to Delaware and I stayed at home. Ugh, indeed. I'll say if she's listening, I'm like, ugh, I know you're ugh. So we, sorry. So we, I have no shame in that game. So we, she went to Delaware and I used to visit all the time. And I remember going up and going to local record stores. Nobody had heard of Creed. So I finally found the album, a CD, and I bought it. Saw the first show ever in 97 of November. When I first heard him, it would have been.
That was a long time ago.
When I first heard him, it would have been roughly June, late June of 97. Finally got their CD. Saw him for the first time, I think, in November 97. And that literally would have been the path that led me to you.
Aw. Christina is either throwing up right now or being very proud.
I think she's doing both. All right. We should probably wrap this up. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. We do hope this helped. As we post this,
if it didn't, at least
nobody.
You yeah, found least, out about us.
Yes, seriously, this has now become some sort of weird throwback reality TV podcast. If you are in the Facebook group, which I highly recommend you are, go out and search for the Capture the Magic community. We post all the episodes in there. And, you know, these were our thoughts. These are the places that we enjoy. This is our weird, semi-romantic, strange relationship. I would love to know what yours is. And if you are one that wants to put on a tux and a beautiful dress and go to Victoria and Albert's or go to this fancy place, I want to hear about it because mm-hmm. I think that is so cool too. So whatever you like, I would love to hear your recommendations on each of the topics that we talked about. And while you're out there, don't forget Diz Dudes, brand new channel,
mm-hmm.
went off to college. Jared keeps eating my leftover pizza off the counter and he won't do the dishes. Kind of ticking me off. But go ahead and subscribe. And if you'll leave rating and reviews out for Diz Dudes, we would appreciate it. Any of the ones that you left on Capture the Magic, as much as we appreciate, they're not going to show up on the new feed. So new ones will help that show grow. Of course, you want to subscribe to Capture the Magic. You're going to get all of Jared and Jamie's episodes. You're going to get Trip Tales and you're going to get CTM at the movies.
And if you want more,
then you, what do you want if you want more? Oh, you should go. See, sometimes you should just lead this. If you do want more, because we have not talked about it, CTM. I'm lost now. I just keep thinking
Club
about
Club 32.
I just keep thinking about Creed in romance. Because they go hand in hand. Or arms in arms, wide open.
Oh, my Lord.
My first ever AOL Instant Messenger name was Arms Wide Open. It was A-R... That's what I used to talk to you through.
It was?
A-R-M-S-W-Y-D-O-P-N. Arms Wide Open.
I don't think I had any idea.
I think it had to do with the character limit, so I had to do the wide and the open, which was very, very clever on my part. I'm very, very intelligent, obviously. But if you want even more content, because this is not enough, and you want behind the scenes, we are doing a lot of live streams. We're going to do a whole bunch our upcoming trip. We're working on some audiobooks. They're going to be available for each of the parks. We are going to have some special home vlogs. You get Diz Dudes early. You get CTM at the movies early. You get Trip Tales early. You get notes for Main Street Magic, which, I mean, that right there should sell it enough. You get 20% off all CTM merchandise. I mean, it's pretty awesome.
It is. You should check it out.
Go out to ctmvip.com. We ask that you do give us a little, and we're going to give you a whole lot back because it's going to really support this network and continue to grow into what we want it to be. And again, while you're out on all these awesome channels, if you see a little rate and review button, will you please go ahead and do so?
Yes, please do, because it helps all of our shows grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.
So open up your morning light, say a little prayer for I. You know that if we are to stay alive and see the peace in every